spot here on your community radio station. Time to check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. I especially like the closing days of each year and the opening days of the next. Maybe that's because within the span of a couple of weeks, I can appreciate two major holidays, along with a sort of bonus, which would be my birthday. American poet T.S. Eliot became famous for a perfectly obvious remark once when he pointed out, quote, "As we get older, we do not get any younger," closed quote, an observation he made late in life. A similar awareness, however, came to me at a fairly young age, when I turned 30. That was when I first really noticed my life was probably not going to be a limitless free-for-all. Nonetheless, the severity of that realization seems somehow mitigated, if not somewhat diluted, every year around this time on the trailing edge of the old year, new year cusp. We are, after all, only at the seventh day of 2013, meaning we have the vast expanse of 350-some days ahead of us. And although that future might now be just a little daunting, we are simultaneously in possession of a considerable store of time with which to work. In Paradise Lost, John Milton pictured Adam and Eve similarly. Sure, they might have been just evicted from the Garden of Eden, but as the ushering angel tried to point out to them, they had all the wide world before them. Now is the time when plans abound. Oh, we will be doing this, and we will be doing that. We have calendars with so many pages, days and days, weeks and weeks, and months worth. A stockpile of time is staggering. Some of us become giddy at the thought of it all. And then some of us hear nagging little voices, minute choruses of wisdom, singing in unison something about the best-laid plans. I am a lover of almanacs and such. One of my best friends must have secretly known this recently when for my birthday on Friday she bestowed a copy of Jeff Kisirk's Forgotten English, a daily calendar of vanishing vocabulary and folklore for 2013. Today's expression is plowed rainbow, defined in Edward Jepp's 1923 Essex Dialect Dictionary as a field plowed in curves or bows to suit a curving outline. Hence, some fields have the name Rainbow Field. The calendar she gave me goes on to elaborate Plow Monday, which is the first Monday after the Christmas holidays and a day when it was customary for harnessed farm laborers, often dressed in white and adorned with flowers, to raise plow money for drinking revelries by dragging around a plow and sometimes shouting, "Godspeed the plow." E.M. Wright's 1914 Rustic Speech and Folklore observes, among them were usually two special characters, the fool and a man dressed up in showy female costume called Bessie. But in some places there were two and even four female characters with such names as Sweet Sis, Old Joan, Maid Marian, or collectively named Bessie Babs, Lady Madams, and Queens. This troupe performed some kind of Morris dance and collected money from the onlookers. I'll probably never think of the Monday after New Year's the same way again. Thanks, Susan. From Orono, Maine, Happy New Year.